Welcome into the 323 Sports Podcast. On today's show, we are joined by Coach Brian Truhl, Athletic Director and Head Girls Basketball Coach at Wilson Christian Academy in Wilson, North Carolina. Coach Truhl is an experienced coach and athletic director who's coached multiple sports and who also has experience as a conference administrator as the State Association Commissioner and Tournament Coordinator for the North Carolina Christian School Association. Before we get started, if you're tired of overpaying for big name brand uniforms, you're not alone, and that's why we created the Good Game product line. We've got some incredible uniforms that cost up to 70% less than the big brands, so if you're looking for options in a great product line, look no further than Good Game from 323 Sports. Now on to this week's interview with Coach Brian Truhl. It's great to have Coach Brian Truhl on the 323 Sports Podcast. Coach, thanks so much for sharing some of your time with us.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity.
Do you mind kind of just starting off by giving us just a brief bio of yourself, maybe where you've been and what you do now?
Wow. Okay. So this is year number 20 at Wilson Christian Academy. I graduated from North Carolina State with a degree in history, and I came to Wilson Christian to teach history. And my first year I coached JV football, assisted with varsity football, JV boys basketball, varsity girls basketball, and JV baseball. And that was a lot to begin with. I was married, but no children. And so my wife, as things moved along, asked me to condense what I did to one season. And so now I am coaching JV girls basketball and varsity girls basketball, and I've been the athletic director here for the last 6 years.
And we were talking right before we got started here, but and then also you do work with the NCCSA as the sports commissioner, correct?
Yes, work hand in hand with the state office and Dr. Jason Haas, and we organize and run all of the athletic programs in the state of North Carolina for the North Carolina Christian School Association. And there's quite a bit of work that goes along with that, especially in and around the state tournaments.
We'll talk a little bit about more some of those things that you do connected to that in just a few moments here. But you mentioned all of the coaching opportunities that you had there at Wilson. When you kind of transitioned into that role of being an athletic administrator, what kinds of things, was there anything specifically that maybe surprised you about the position?
Well, the good thing about it was the previous athletic director, Malcolm Deans, who's now the volleyball coach and assistant athletic director at Wake Christian Academy, I worked kind of hand in hand with him doing the nuts and bolts of what you would do with an athletic program as far as field prep and game day prep and things like that. The surprising part is to have to be available. You're basically on call all the time. Even if you're not coaching, if there's teams on the road, you have to be available for that. The interaction with ADs from other schools, the scheduling. Scheduling is a year-round process. It seems like it's never finished. And I was surprised, especially about the scheduling and then being available and on call most any hour.
You said you've done this for quite a while now, and again, your roles have changed over the years. But what has changed, either being from an observer as somebody who's watching the athletic director to now being in that role yourself? But over those 20 years, has there been anything kind of significant that you've noticed that maybe you're having to deal with now that you wouldn't even have thought of when you first started out?
Yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing now that is really, and I think this is across high school athletics, is the importance or the involvement in high school players in travel sports and their involvement in those sports teams, how that interacts or conflicts with the actual school teams, what kind of concessions you're willing to make as coach and athletic program for those players to play on some of those travel teams, and the demands of that, not just from the player, but from the parents and the coaches. And that has really impacted our athletic program, but also I think athletic programs across the United States. I think if managed correctly, the travel sports offer a young person the opportunity to continue to develop their skills. I think that it put in the right situation and managed by parents the right way, it gives them opportunities to get better. But I think the negatives highly outweigh the positives. I think, unfortunately, it creates a bit of entitlement because parents can pick up and move their kids from place to place, find a place for them to play that does not necessarily evaluate them on their ability, because there's a lot of money tied to it. And really, to me, the biggest, I think, hindrance that the travel sports provides is the fact that it takes away a couple of things. First of all, Sunday involvement in church, because a lot of these play on Sunday, and I think that's really important. And secondly, it takes away the value of what a championship means. What I've seen with players is that once even a state championship in certain sports does not mean as much, because they know they're going 2 weekends from now to play in the next biggest tournament or whatever that might be travel-wise. So, yes, there are some positives. I think if used correctly, it can be good, but I also see a lot of negatives.
On a day-to-day basis, you have the opportunity to interact both as a coach and then also as an administrator. So you're working both with the kids and then also with parents and, of course, those that work there at the school. But what would you say has maybe been one of the most enjoyable or most rewarding aspects of either? And you can combine the two as being a coach and an administrator, or separate them if you'd like.
Yeah, man, as a coach, I love to see the joy that these kids get being involved in high school sports. I don't think there's a lot like, I'm not sure that there's a lot of joy in society as a whole today. And so I love to see that competition and camaraderie. And then to follow up on that, to see what they do beyond high school and how some of the lessons they learned, especially with the young ladies I coach right now, some of the lessons they've learned and how they translate into their life after sports and their life after high school and college. And that is incredibly rewarding. As an administrator, it's nice to see the success of your programs overall, to see coaches grow and how they build those programs and how those programs become successful. And just one thing that I try to tell my coaches, because we are in an age of instant gratification, what I've seen is it takes 8 to 10 years to get a program to where you really want it to be, when you can start seeing some consistent success. And once the coaches go through that and they start to see that consistent success, it's very rewarding.
Is there anything that you would have done or changed looking back? Now that you've had, you know, a few years, but to look back at maybe those first 2 years, once you moved into that director of athletics role, that maybe you would do differently?
Yeah, I would have written down everything I did so that I could remember how I handled each situation, and to try to put together something that would make certain situations easier, whether it was scheduling or interaction with other faculty, staff members, administration, interaction with parents. I think that's very valuable to have maybe a journal as to how you handle certain things, and that you can go back and learn from and learn both good things and some of the mistakes that you may have made.
Would there be any kind of advice that maybe you would either give yourself as a first year director of athletics, or maybe a young person? Because I know there's a lot that even listen to this podcast that are coaches, and maybe they're younger coaches and not really in that administrative role yet, but as they get a little bit older and maybe have the opportunity to transition into something like that, would there be any other piece of advice that you would give to them as they make that transition?
I think on the coach level, the thing that's very important is define who you want to be and who you are as a coach and what you want your program to look like. And most people think, okay, it's just a matter of showing up to practice, showing up to games. But I think it's very important to define what that looks like and how that program is going to take shape. And I think I did not do that early on. It took me probably 4 or 5 years of coaching to get into that. As far as being an athletic administrator, that first and second year, I just like to remind people it's logistics, it's interaction with people. So you have to have those personnel skills and public relations skills. There's so much more to it than just planning and scheduling games, and just be prepared to face a broad range of challenges all across the board, whether it be dealing with a upset parent, an upset coach from another school, an upset administrator, or dealing with the good things too. How do we reward these teams for success? How do we handle those things too? And be prepared for all of that, and don't overlook the volume of things that you're going to face across the board.
One of the things that's special that you do that I don't know of many other Christian athletic associations that do that, I'm sure some do, but it's an all-star event. And that's kind of a collaboration between your role there with the NCCSA and then also there at Wilson Christian and actually us here at 323 Sports. Can you kind of talk about that event and what it is, maybe when it gets start, when it got started, and what you feel the advantages or the benefits are to having that?
The All-Star event was, I think, the brainchild of Jerry Bailey, who is the athletic director at Alamance Christian. And it, I believe it was 12 or 13 years ago that it started. It may even be a few more than that. And it was just an opportunity at the end of the season to kind of showcase some of the talents that we have in the NCCSA. Oftentimes, the smaller Christian schools don't get the same publicity. And we felt like it would be a good opportunity to invite college coaches so that they could see the best of what we had to offer, and also an opportunity for the players to be involved in something at the end of the season that would be very rewarding for them too. 323 came alongside and has been very important in making this event happen as far as apparel and as far as sponsoring the event and more recently emceeing the event, making it better. And It's been really good. I actually suggested that 323 should probably package the deal and offer it to other organizations as well as something that they could do, because it's an incredible event. If nobody's been, you know, I encourage you to come to that. We have the skills challenge, the 3-point competition, the games themselves. There's a lot of great interaction amongst members of a lot of different schools. And what we try to tell the kids is, look, this is your opportunity to see that those people that you compete hard against during the season, they're a lot like you, and in the way, in the schools they go to, and the lifestyles they live, and the things that they believe. And this is an opportunity for you guys to kind of get together and get some enjoyment out of that.
And if anyone hasn't seen that but would like to check out some highlights, there are actually several video recaps that we have on our YouTube page and our Facebook pages. I haven't had a chance to be there myself, but obviously I've seen the videos, and it looks like a great event. I graduated from an NCCSA school, and I wish we had had it when I was there, but it came along a few years after I was gone. So you guys do a great job hosting it, and I'm looking forward to that event. It's actually coming up here just in a few weeks. Coach, thanks so much for coming on the show today, and best wishes there to you at Wilson Christian.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity and appreciate everything 323 does for the NCCSA, but for all schools. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the 323 Sports Podcast. For more information on what 323 Sports can do for your business or sports organization, visit 323sports.com.